do you feel, you've made quite a few trips here, but has it something changed in the way you feel in the last couple of years? Do you feel
I feel
safe?
That I'm 56, my children are grown, I have an obligation from my perspective to tell the truth. In decency and kindness, by the way. Telling the truth does not mean attacking people or pointing out their, you know, their obvious sins. No, telling the truth means telling the truth in love. You know, what do you think is true? By the way, I've been wrong many times. I supported the Iraq War, okay? I've been wrong. And I know that I've been wrong, and I know that I will be wrong again. So I'm not claiming I have a monopoly on the truth. What I'm saying is, as an American citizen, I have a right to say what I think, and I'm going to, period.
How could this fight to reshape the American right possibly define how the U.S. engages with the Middle East? Could it potentially change everything?
The President of the United States recently sided in public with an Arab country over Israel. Israel bombed Doha. Qatar is one of our most important allies in the region. Our largest airbase is in this country, Qatar. Qatar hosts Hamas at the request of the United States government and the Israeli government for more than 10 years. And Israel bombed a meeting here in Qatar in order to short-circuit Donald Trump's peace process. This was an attack not just on Qatar, but on America. Donald Trump saw it that way, he said he saw it that way, and he forced the Israelis to apologize to the government of Qatar. Nothing like that has ever happened. There's never been a situation where the U.S. president publicly took the side of an Arab country over Israel. That just happened. That is a huge change. That is a seminal change. What are its long-term effects? I can only guess, but we've never seen that before.